episode 6 of Coffee Talk with me and...
Tamara Pacinovich-Bailey, David's wife.
Yeah, my wifey. When we started this podcast 6 episodes ago, the idea was to talk about what we get up to in a very like informal, chatty way every week. And this week, we're talking about something that Tamara's been interested in for some time. And I say for some time because she's been stuck on a computer for at least 10 days researching sourdough baking. I don't know if sourdough is known in Bosnia and Herzegovina and the Western Balkans.
I think it is because my aunt said that she used to make it, and she comes from Livno.
And didn't your mum say something about...
It's like a sourdough bread. It's 1,000 years old. That's how people used to make bread back in the day. Probably not with all these fancy things they're doing now to make one bread, but that's how they used to make bread. I don't think we had a commercial yeast back in the day. They made their own yeast, their own bread. So it's been around for quite some time.
Your mother said that during the conflict of the 1990s, she used to have her own yeast, didn't she?
No, she got it. I misunderstood. She got pivo, the beer yeast. Ah. She used to use beer yeast. And you have to put so little because the beer yeast is much stronger than normal commercial yeast. But we didn't have yeast here during the war, so...
It just made me think about something when you talked about beer yeast. We have a small micro pivnica, micro brewery near us in Jakupovci, which is about 3 kilometers away. And Nikola, who runs that, he has a beer called Gorshtak. He makes all different types. They're absolutely wonderful. A bit pricey, but really nice.
He also makes sourdough bread.
And do you think he uses the yeast from his beer?
No. He wouldn't call it sourdough bread. He made his own yeast, I think. Or maybe he got it from somebody. But he makes sourdough bread. But he uses his own crops, I think.
And we know that there's a guy in Banja Luka, Alexander Trifunovic.
Oh, he's been doing it for some time.
He's an editor of a magazine.
He's the one, actually, he got me into it.
Really?
Because he posts so many pictures and he was so into it. Yeah. He has a sourdough starter. Like, his yeast is 4 years old.
I'll put a link to his Instagram. So if you're interested,
he has a personal Instagram, and then he has only one for the sourdough bread.
We'll link to the sourdough. So you spent... Now I know where it really came from. So you saw Alexander's Instagram, and then you spent days and days and days.
I saw his Instagram like years ago, and I'm thinking maybe I should try doing this. Do it. But then it didn't come to me. And I said, oh, well, because it's people say it's pretty hard to make sourdough bread, but I don't think it is. You just need to find a recipe and stick to it. Plus, I made yesterday English muffins, which are even more amazing than the bread. They taste so wonderful. So you just have to make a decision. Let's do this. I can do this.